Hey, this is Al Letson. I want to tell you about a special episode of Reveal that we're releasing on Saturday. This summer, we've covered how President Trump's immigration policy was separating children from their parents. We've been investigating it ever since and found that ICE officials weren't the only ones separating families. So was a private company. And they broke the rules by sometimes holding children not in shelters, but in office buildings. That's what happened to 7-year-old Wilson.
I asked Wilson to do was to draw me pictures of where he was kept. So let me show you a few of those. This is Wilson's first drawing for me. And this is what he describes as where he slept in the office. It's very abstract children's art, but you can sort of see.
I get it. These are like the sleeping bags or the bunks that they were in, right?
Yeah. Those are the mats or mattresses that they had on the floor. There are 8 of them.
This one is him and a friend.
This is a drawing that Wilson says is him and someone else who was in this office building with him washing their hair in the sink.
¿En la oficina en que te lavabas el pelo era la misma oficina donde dormiste?
Sí.
He says that the office where he slept was the same place where he washed his hair in the sink. And he washed his hair in the sink because there wasn't a shower there.
So how long was he in this office?
So he was in the office for 2 days, and on the third day, he got moved to a shelter. He drew me a picture of what it was like when he prayed for his mom. He told me that he used to pray for his mom all the time. And the way he did it is he would tuck himself into bed and place himself under a blanket, and then under the blanket, pray for his mom.
Estás en la cama, orando.
Hear the rest of Wilson's story this Saturday on Reveal. To make sure you don't miss an episode, click subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or anywhere you listen to podcasts.